Did you know that we have to have a high priest? Hebrews 5:1-3 says, "Every high priest is a man chosen to represent other people in their dealings with God. He presents their gifts to God and offers sacrifices for their sins. And he is able to deal gently with ignorant and wayward people because he himself is subject to the same weaknesses. That is why he must offer sacrifices for his own sins as well as theirs." Okay. So we know that we have to have a high priest to represent us before God. We're sinners, and because of that, we have been separated from him. But the high priest from the Old Testament had to offer sacrifice after sacrifice for people in themselves. How discouraging must that have been? But our perfect high priest came to rescue us from the heartbreaking cycle. Verses 8 through 9 say, "Even though Jesus was God's son, he learned obedience from the things he suffered. In this way, God qualified him as a perfect high priest, and he became the source of eternal salvation for all those who obey him." Thank you, Jesus, for being our perfect high priest and for becoming our permanent sacrifice for our own sin.